Narrated Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. The night Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was taken for a journey from the sacred mosque of Mecca, Al-Kaaba, Al-Masjid al-Haram. Three persons, angels, came to him in a dream while he was sleeping in Al-Masjid al-Haram, before the divine revelation was revealed to him. One of them, angels, said, "Which of them is he?" The middle, second angel, said, "He is the best of them." The last, third angel, said, "Take the best of them." Only that much happened on that night, and he did not see them till they came on another night, that is, after the divine revelation was revealed to him, Fathul Bari. The Prophet saw them. His eyes were asleep, but his heart was not, and so is the case with the prophets. Their eyes sleep while their hearts do not sleep. So those angels did not talk to him till they carried him and placed him beside the well of Zamzam. From among them, Gabriel, took charge of him. Gabriel cut open the part of his body between his throat and the middle of his chest, heart, and took all the contents out of his chest and abdomen, and then washed it with Zamzam water with his own hands till he cleansed the inside of his body. And then a gold tray containing a gold bowl, full of belief and wisdom, was brought, and then Gabriel, stuffed his chest and throat, blood vessels, with it, and then closed it, the chest. He then ascended with him to the heaven of the world, and knocked on one of its doors. The dwellers of the heavens asked, "Who is it?" He said, Gabriel. They said, "Who is accompanying you?" He said, "Muhammad." They said, "Has he been called?" He said, "Yes." They said, "He is welcome." So the dwellers of the heaven became pleased with his arrival, and they did not know what Allah wants from the Prophet, peace be upon him, to do on earth unless Allah informed them. The Prophet, peace be upon him, met Adam over the nearest heaven. Gabriel, said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, "He is your father. Greet him." The Prophet, peace be upon him, greeted him, and Adam returned his greeting and said, "Welcome, O my son, what a good son you are." Behold, the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw two flowing rivers while he was in the nearest heaven. He asked, "What are these two rivers, O Gabriel? Gabriel said, "These are the sources of the Nile and the Euphrates." Then Gabriel took him around that heaven, and behold, he saw another river at the bank, of which there was a palace built of pearls and emerald. He put his hand into the river and found its mud like musk adfar. He asked, "What is this, O Gabriel? Gabriel said, "This is Al-Kawthar, which your Lord has kept for you." Then Gabriel ascended with him to the second heaven, and the angels asked the same questions as those on the first heaven. That is, "Who is it?" Gabriel replied, Gabriel. They asked, "Who is accompanying you?" He said, "Muhammad." They asked, "Has he been sent for?" He said, "Yes." Then they said, "He is welcome." Then he, Gabriel, ascended with the Prophet, peace be upon him, to the third heaven, and the angels said the same as the angels of the first and the second heavens had said. Then he ascended with him to the fourth heaven, and they said the same. And then he ascended with him to the fifth heaven, and they said the same. And then he ascended with him to the sixth heaven, and they said the same. Then he ascended with him to the seventh heaven, and they said the same. On each heaven there were prophets whose names he had mentioned, and of whom I remember Idris on the second heaven, Harun, Aaron, on the fourth heaven, another prophet whose name I don't remember, on the fifth heaven, Ibrahim, Abraham, on the sixth heaven, and Musa, Moses, on the seventh heaven, because of his privilege of talking to Allah directly. Musa said to Allah, "O Lord, I thought that none would be raised up above me," but Gabriel ascended with him, the Prophet, for a distance above that, the distance of which only Allah knows, till he reached the lote tree of the utmost boundary, beyond which none may pass. And then the irresistible, the Lord of honor, and Majesty approached and came closer till he, Jibril, Gabriel, was about two bow lengths or even nearer. It is said that it was Jibril, Gabriel, who approached and came closer to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Fath al-Bari. Among the things which Allah revealed to him then were 50 salat, prayers, enjoined on his followers in a day and a night. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, descended till he met Musa, and then Musa stopped him and asked, O Muhammad, what did your Lord enjoin upon you? The Prophet replied, He enjoined upon me to perform 50 salat, prayers, in a day and a night. Musa said, Your followers cannot do that. Go back so that your Lord may reduce it for you and for them. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, turned to Jibril, Gabriel, as if he wanted to consult him about that issue. Jibril, Gabriel, told him of his opinion, saying, Yes, if you wish. So ascended with him, Jibril, Gabriel, to the irresistible, and said while he was in his place, O Lord, please lighten our burden, as my followers cannot do that. So Allah deducted for him 10 salat, prayers, whereupon he returned to Musa, who stopped him again, and kept on sending him back to his Lord, till the enjoined salat, prayers, were reduced to only 5 salat, prayers. Then Musa stopped him, when the salat, prayers, had been reduced to 5, and said, O Muhammad, by Allah, I try to persuade my nation, Bani Israel, to do less than this. But they could not do it and gave it up. However, your followers are weaker in body, heart, sight, and hearing. So return to your Lord so that he may lighten your burden. The Prophet, peace be upon him, turned towards Jibril, Gabriel, for advice, and Jibril, Gabriel, did not disapprove of that. So he ascended with him for the 5th time. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O Lord, my followers are weak in their bodies, hearts, hearing, and constitution. So lighten our burden. On that, the irresistible said, O Muhammad, the Prophet, peace be upon him, replied, Labbayka wa sa'dayk. Allah said, The word that comes from me does not change, so it will be as I enjoined on you in the mother of the book. Allah added, Every good deed will be rewarded 10 times, so it is 50 salat, prayers, in the mother of the book, in reward. But you are to perform only 5 in practice. The Prophet, peace be upon him, returned to Moses, who asked, What have you done? He said, He has lightened our burden. He has given us for every good deed a tenfold reward. Musa said, By Allah, I tried to make Bani Israel observe less than that, but they gave it up. So go back to your Lord, that he may lighten your burden further. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, O Musa, by Allah, I feel shy of returning too many times to my Lord. On that, Jibril, Gabriel, said, Descend in Allah's name. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then woke, while he was in the Al-Masjid Al-Haram, at Mecca.